A coroner in Britain has ruled that some British troops who died in Afghanistan were, in his words, unlawfully killed. And the blame is being directed not at the Taliban, but rather at Britain's defense establishment. Vicky Barker has more from London.
Corporal Sarah Bryant and Special Forces reservists John Reeve, Richard Larkin, and Paul Stout were killed when their Land Rover set off a massive roadside bomb in Helmand Province in 2008. Under British law, inquests are held on all UK citizens who die abroad to establish the cause of death. And in a highly unusual finding for troops who fell in combat, the coroner in this case ruled that the four were unlawfully killed, by implication, not so much by enemies in the field as by inadequacies in their training and their equipment.
Today at 5, unlawful killing, the inquest verdict on the deaths of four British soldiers in Afghanistan.
The news swiftly became the top story here. Prime Minister Gordon Brown's political rivals were quick to condemn the Labour government's handling of British operations in Afghanistan. Nick Harvey is a lawmaker with Britain's third party, the Liberal Democrats.
Well, this is a scathing verdict from the coroner, and it's a damning indictment of the preparations the Ministry of Defence made when sending our people into really very dangerous situations.
The news was particularly damaging to Brown because it came just days after he told the Chilcot Inquiry into the Iraq War that, both as finance minister and then as prime minister, he's given the military everything they've asked for. Liam Fox will be defense minister if his opposition Conservative Party wins the next election. He says Brown should be grilled again.
This is in direct contradiction to what the prime minister said about equipment levels and shows why he needs to be recalled to Chilcot.
37 British troops have died in the lightly armoured snatch vehicles in Iraq and Afghanistan. Colonel Richard Kemp is a former commander of Britain's Afghan mission. He says years of underspending meant the army had to go to war with what they had to hand, armoured vehicles left over from Northern Ireland.
These snatches were designed for riot control at best, to deal with blast bombs and bricks being hurled at them rather than the kind of explosives they were facing in Afghanistan.
The inquest heard that the soldier's own commander had requested a replacement for the snatch, but he was turned down. Equipment shortages also meant IED detectors didn't arrive until 4 months into the unit's deployment, and then the soldiers weren't shown how to use them. Bill Rammell is Britain's Armed Forces Minister.
And clearly our training regime at that stage could have been better. We want to and we will respond to both the coroner and the families.
Corporal Bryant, young and newly married, is still the only British woman soldier to be killed in Afghanistan, and her death has received widespread and emotional coverage here. Speaking just after the coroner's verdict, her mother, Maureen Feely, said her daughter would have hated being singled out.
Our wonderful Sarah, like her brothers in arms, Paul, Sean, and Richard, was a hero, and we are so, so proud of her.
In theory, the verdict of unlawful killing could allow the families to seek civil damages against the Defense Ministry, but none of the families was talking about that yesterday. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.